Hi, listening friend. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. It's February 25th, 2014. In the studio with me is Steve Carmichael, Great News Radio's event coordinator and special projects. I almost want to say, Steve, here we are again. But before I kind of lay some of the groundwork of the great friendship we've had these last few years, you, a couple weeks back, came and shared to the Singing Men of GNN. You shared some of your testimony, a little update on your life, the book that you've been writing for some time, the Virginia Theater event that we're going to be putting on again. And you laid out a lot of the unique ways God worked through that experience and how he raised you up at that time through circumstances in your life, along with how he's raised you up again. And so that was some weeks back. I'm not necessarily asking you to replicate, but it was a blessing to me at the time because it was a testimony to God working through your life and yet blessing so many of our listeners. So I want our listeners to know first and foremost what's happening in a little over a month, and then take us back through some of the journey of what happened a few years ago.
Sure. Good to see you, Mark. Thanks for inviting me to be here, especially coming through the country in your nice clear roads. Well, you know, in a month, roughly March 29th at the Virginia Theater, we're going to do our second community appreciation concert. It's going to be very exciting. You know, we had Twyla Pair, Steve Green, Michael Card, Wayne Watson 2 years ago, which is hard to believe. And Twyla Paris, Steve Green are coming back and are going to just help us have a God-honoring night, a family entertainment night at the Virginia. And Jan Mulder, who's a very famous pianist over in Europe, is going to join us for part of the show. Our singing men of GNN are going to be providing, you know, full choir as backup for the artists in the first half of the show. And if things work out, we'll have a professional on that antique pipe organ at the Virginia Theater, and we'll have somebody warming up the concert, you know, prior to the actual concert. So really looking forward to another God-honoring night. And tickets, of course, are on sale now at the Virginia Theater. They can be, you know, obtained at the box office or online at thevirginia.org, thevirginia.org, or they can call the Virginia Theater ticket office at 217-356-9063. That's 217-356-9063. And you know, Mark, we fully expect that this year's Classics and Hymns Tour concert will be another sellout. So put the date of Saturday, March 29th at 7 p.m. on all your calendars and get your tickets ordered from the Virginia Theater box office. You can go there at 203 West Park in Champaign, Illinois, or by calling them at 217-356-9063, 217-356-9063. Now, you can also order tickets conveniently online at www.thevirginia.org. That's www.thevirginia.org. Order now so you will have a seat. And remember to invite, you know, your family, your friends, and especially the unchurched. You know, we know that 8 to 10% of the Great News listening audience are not Christians. And we know that all will be blessed on this special night of March 29th. So we do thank you all for your prayers and for your faithful support for the mission and ministry of Great News Radio.
We know how God-honoring and exciting the last time was, and that was almost exactly 2 years ago. But tell us a little of the story behind you taking on that position and then continuing to work with me, you know, for those 8 or 9 months. And then,
which surprises a lot of people that I would do this
you
again.
You wanted some more punishment, and then you've been hired again and or continued to work with me these last few months, and now we're a little over a month out from this great event again. And I should mention the reason the ticket prices are $15, and we continue to seek out additional sponsors, but we've been getting some businesses, some families or individuals to help underwrite some of the costs, because it's an enormous expense and undertaking to rent the Virginia Theater, to bring in the artists, all the expenses, all the, I don't know, you've had more paperwork shuffling by me, things signed off, disclosures, all sorts of things to pull this all together, but we know how much people were blessed last time, and we want to do it again. But we need some help still, too, right?
Right, we sure do. We sure do. Sponsors allow us to bring that ticket price. These folks would normally get $25 or more per ticket, and so it allows us to bring that price down to $15, and our hope is that, truly, that it makes it more family-friendly and that they can, you know, bring their kids, This is a night of Christian entertainment that's going to bless anybody that's in the house.
Mm-hmm. Now, if a business is saying, hey, I listened to Mark and Friends in the morning, and I'm kind of intrigued, what would be, if you will, the perks? Now, they'll be blessed by helping underwrite the costs, and we'll honor them in the program, and we'll honor them through radio spots and other means. But what's in it for them if they were looking for some remuneration?
Well, I think for the business, it's certainly not about just getting their company's name out there. You know, it goes beyond that. It allows us to have these ticket prices lower, as we mentioned. But I think it says something to their customers that they are about supporting things that have, quite frankly, an eternal value, you know, as opposed to a temporary one or a temporal one. And we do like to take good care of them in terms of providing them that remuneration for their investment in this ministry, you know, to be able to get them VIP meet and greet tickets. You've been very generous in the past, the previous concert, for our businesses so that they can have on-air sponsor spots that easily equal more than half of what they generally, you know, donate to this particular concert. So I think that with the programs and having their names featured, you know, there's a great combination of things. Some of it's very obvious and some of it's a little more behind the scenes.
Yeah, yeah. And you're happy to talk with anyone that might call in or somebody says, you know, I know a business or a family or a church or a small group that says, hey, we want to be a part of this and we'd like to help fund it and underwrite some of the costs. What would they just call the station and then we get them in touch with you, right?
I think that would be the best approach, and I'd be happy for the radio station to pass along my cell phone number, and I'll talk to any individuals or businesses directly. Would be happy to do that.
So we need your help. It helps not only the radio ministry and, like Steve mentioned, the eternal perspective. We want to proclaim the Lord Jesus Christ clearly and effectively. Steve Green and Twyla Paris have a heart for the Lord. They've been singing for 30-plus years. So many people were blessed last time, and we know the blessings in store for all that can attend. And if we can continue to find some more business sponsors or families or individuals, that'll help us get the cost down. And so we don't make any money on this. We just are looking for a break-even point, and you're going to share a little of that story of how God works so uniquely 2 years ago. But if you're interested in knowing more, talking with Steve about this great concert coming to the Virginia Theater on Saturday night, March 29th, call the station at 217-367-7777. That's 217-367-7777. And we'd both love to talk to you about how you can partner with us so that we can provide this great concert. And we're calling it, again, a listener appreciation concert.
Community appreciation, mm-hmm. Listener appreciation, you bet.
Well, I've been in a small group with you for 3 or 4 years. I don't know. It's been a while now. And I guess some of the listeners may remember the story, but 2.5, 3 years ago, I was approached by Dennis, who's coordinating these concerts with Steve Green, Twyla Paris, Michael Carr, and Wayne Watson at the time, and said, might you be interested in bringing them to town? And when he started mentioning some of the numbers and what would need to be raised and all that's involved in contractual agreements and expenses, and I thought, oh, there's just no way I can fit this into my life and my schedule and my routine. And yet God put you on my heart. At the time, I know God was working in your life, and as he's continued to work in your life for many years, but I thought, you know what? If Steve agreed to do this, he's capable, he's entrepreneurial, he's sharp, he's a business guy, yet he knows how to crunch numbers, yet he has a heart for the Lord, he has a stellar reputation and his integrity, and I thought, this would be a great guy I could partner with, and we have a lot of fun together.
Oh, yeah.
And so maybe take some of our listeners through that point where I first initially asked you, might you be interested, and we'll see where this conversation will go, because I know how you shared some of this with the Singing Men some weeks back. Was a blessing to me.
Well, Mark, I think when you first asked me about doing this, you know, if there's one thing I've learned in both business and in faith and stewardship kinds of activities, that when somebody asks you to do something, that the safest, most intelligent answer you can provide is, let me pray about that. Even though on the inside you might be saying, no, absolutely not, and it's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's kind of like a cover. I need a little time to think of a better excuse, so I'll just say, let me pray about it.
How do I best say no to Mark? And I prayed about it. And, you know, I wish I could say that I had 100% confirmation that this is something I should do. But if there's something I've also learned in that prayer process is it's not always going to be real clear. Sometimes God doesn't say, you know, clearly go ahead and do this. But he certainly didn't make it clear that I shouldn't. And so, you know, you're called, you're asked to do something. And, you know, I had come through a divorce not long before that, went through my first really business failure. I like to think of it as failing forward. You always learn from these things. But emotionally and where I was at, you know, just mentally, you know, I didn't have the energy to do it. And I just knew that, well, if this was going to happen, it was going to have to come from God. And as I learned very quickly, Mark Burns doesn't wait around for somebody to...
It doesn't give up easily.
To do something. He doesn't give up easily. But, you know, as it would be, it was great encouragement for me. And it gave me what most people want to do in life, and that's have meaningful work. And I'd come through a period of time where I'd had several successful businesses. And when those things turn about, it really is when your faith gets challenged. And I think there's probably not any of your radio listeners that haven't been in the challenging way, in the valleys. They're either coming out of them or in them or going to them. And that's just living in a cursed world. And so we learn to appreciate those highs, those spiritual highs. And hopefully we always learn from the spiritual lows. And that's where I was at when you asked me to do this. And even after I agreed to do it, I couldn't really get going. And you were very encouraging to me in that regard. And God certainly was making the footprints absent in the sand, if you will, in terms of carrying me through that process. And as I began to talk to people about sponsoring, a number of people came alongside of me, quite frankly, God's work, but it felt like they were saying yes to me and what I was doing, and that it was the right thing, and that made it fun, but it was very challenging.
Well, you'd never done something like this where you were representing the radio ministry and you were kind of making inroads into areas where you hadn't been a promoter, if you will, or hadn't brought in artists and worked out those contractual agreements. Though in business, you knew how to... You were teaching me all those new terms, a letter of intent and different...
Memorandum of understanding.
Yeah, MOA. And I'm like, what are all these things? But you had operated and launched some successful businesses. So I knew entrepreneurial-wise... And you were capable and a faithful follower of Jesus. And so I had all the confidence in you. And yet I knew this was going to be a stretch for both of us because we're kind of in over our heads because it was an enormous amount of money that needed to be raised and worked through and organized. And we were on a timetable, even so much more this time.
Right.
But we're still 2 years ago. You're kind of moving forward. You're making inroads. And thank you, God, that people from your church and others came alongside and said, you know, we're catching the vision on how this could be used to appreciate the community, to be a witness. A testimony. And I know we had three or four goals that were pretty clear at the time.
Yeah, we really wanted to set out and first and foremost to have a God-honoring night. And then we had to define, you know, what did that look like? And quite frankly, it was about packing the house to honor the artists. We had some great volunteers. They made sure that drinks, you know, water and fruit and healthy snacks were available to the artists. We did indeed pack the house. We got all of the business sponsors that we needed to get. I think the fans were honored, certainly, by the quality of the performances. And I think the management and staff at the Virginia Theater were blessed. I hope they felt blessed working with me. I certainly did with them. And I think their staff saw what had to be one of the most polite and God-honoring crowds that they're going to have ever in that theater. And so to be able to do that again is really pretty exciting. And, you know, as I shared with the singing men, you know, a verse that's always meant a lot to me from Psalm 119:105. I learned it a long time ago in the King James of, you know, thy word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. And for many years, I always looked at that and says, you know, thy word is a lamp unto my feet. It shows me where I'm at, spiritually and otherwise. And a light unto my path is giving me light in terms of direction. And over the last several years, I found myself arguing with God, you know, and saying, you know, hey, don't you think you could shine that light a little further down the path for me? Because I don't know what's going to happen in an hour, let alone next week or next year. And he eventually, after a few months of wrestling with that verse, he just kind of quietly spoke to me and says, Steve, you know, you want the light to shine further down the path because you want facts, and I want you to have faith. And I didn't really like the answer. But it was a high-quality answer and one that I understood and felt immediately that peace that surpasseth all understanding, that God's got this in his hands. His time is not my time. He's shown me in the past that he's always, always taken care of me, and he's taken care of me even when I think he's not. And I think that is those valleys where faith that's given to us by the Holy Spirit is the only thing that really drags us across the finish line of that particular challenge.
Yes, and it's so true. God's got things under control. He gives us faith in His faithfulness. And so I'll have Twyla Paris sing that very familiar favorite, Great is Thy Faithfulness. Twyla, along with Steve Green, will be two of the artists at our community appreciation concert coming Saturday night, March 29th. God is faithful, never changing, always compassionate all year long through all seasons. His faithfulness is always true. Here is Twyla Paris, Great is Thy Faithfulness. That was Twyla Paris, one of the artists that's going to be at our community appreciation concert titled Classics and Hymns Tour, featuring Twyla, Steve Green, and special world-renowned concert pianist Jan Mulder, along with the singing men of GNN, singing backup for these artists. It's all happening Saturday, March 29th at the Virginia Theater in Champaign, 203 West Park. General admission tickets, $15. That's right, only $15. Doors open at 6 p.m. We'll have a special guest playing the Wurlitzer organ, and the formal concert will begin at 7 p.m. You can purchase tickets by calling the Virginia Theater at 217-356-9063. That's 217-356-9063. Or stop by their website, thevirginia.org, thevirginia.org. We don't want you to miss out on this opportunity to be blessed, to bless your neighbors and friends and colleagues and all you know, as we got the ticket prices down to $15 because of some sponsors, various families and people that want to support us and help us. And you can be a part of that if you can call the station at 217-367-7777. We'll get you connected with Steve Carmichael, who's acting as our project manager to bring about this God-honoring concert on Saturday night, March 29th. So if you need more information, call the station, 217-367-7777. Well, Steve, as we saw God provide through so many different businesses, individuals, and people, through volunteer efforts, through the Singing Men, through Steve Green, Michael Card, Twyla Paris, Wayne Watson, we had an enormous amount of money to raise and expenses and all that came together, and yet we saw God work out a very, very unique answer to prayer. I mean, it was like, what do they call it, like in the 11th hour or down to the last moments, and only God could have pulled that off.
Yes, we had a budget last time, and very similar to this time, of $42,500. And we went into that concert night about $600 short of meeting that budget. So here we are, the night of the concert. Concert gets done. Lots of people mulling around and talking. Everybody is definitely feeling very blessed by what they just saw and heard. And we're $600 short on this huge budget, which is pretty close. And so,
which was actually a great success. I mean, to come that close, $600. But you and I were both like, it would have been just so great to exceed what we needed,
absolutely,
you know. But $600 short, and we kind of knew that because we were ticket prices right up to the very time the doors were opening and so forth. And so we're thinking, okay, you know, $600—that's a huge success.
I was feeling good. I was feeling blessed.
Yeah.
But you know, as a business guy, especially as an entrepreneur, you know, you want to close that gap. Well, had no expectations really, and at the end of the show, and most of the people were gone, and I'll honor this person, I hope, by not mentioning his name, but he happens to be my personal dentist, has been for many years, and he was there at the show with some of his family members, one of which is a daughter who has a serious handicap from an auto injury that she sustained years ago. She asked me if she could meet Wayne Watson, to which her dad immediately says, oh, he didn't have time for that, you know. Well, I didn't know what I had time for. The show was over, and I was feeling good that we had gotten this pulled off. And I says, look, I don't even know if they're still here, but I said, I'll be happy to go down to the green room and check, and we'll see. And so I went down the steps into the dungeon of the Virginia
All
Theater.
Remodeled now.
All remodeled now, yes. And the first artist out of the dressing room was Wayne Watson. And we almost ran into each other. And I says, Wayne, there's a situation. This gal would love to meet you. And he just says, hey, give me 5 minutes. He says, have her come on down with her family. And I said, well, she can't even come down these steps to get down here. And he says, well, could she meet us, you know, on the back of the stage? I says, yeah, I think she can do that. So I went up and I got the family and this young lady, and we brought her to the stage. And a few minutes later, Wayne Watson comes up, meets them all, loves on them, pictures with her, pictures with the rest of the family. It was just a really God-honoring moment by Wayne Watson to this family. And, of course, the daughter was just ecstatic that she met this person in person. And so we're getting ready to leave, and my dentist puts his arm around me and says, you know, hey, thanks. You know, we had a great night. And he was aware that I was working on the budget and asked me how we came out. And I says, well, we're about $600 short of hitting our nut here. And he says, well, don't worry about that. He says, I'll take care of that. And so we walked out of the concert that night, hitting all the goals, including the financial ones. It was really a huge blessing.
A God-honoring way that he not only stretched our faith, but affirmed us, and just the feedback from so many people. And you and I were just like, only God could have done that and orchestrated such fair. I was still hawking out the God listens, you can, two signs to people as they were leaving. And so we were getting ready to almost close up. There weren't too many people left around. And then thank you, God, for Wayne Watson's sensitivity and just being used of God in that daughter's life. And it was just an incredible event. Well, we're doing it again.
Yes, we're
do you know what you're in for?
I do, and it was interesting. When you asked me to do it this time, I have to admit that I still waited to pray.
Steve, stop right there. We're going to continue this discussion tomorrow on the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends. Thanks for being available today.
Thank you, Mark. It's a pleasure to be here.
And thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Steve Carmichael with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.